In the day's other headlines, an appeals judge in New York denied former President Trump's 11th hour bid to delay his hush money criminal trial. He's accused of falsifying records to hide payments to an adult film actress. But his lawyers asked to move the proceedings out of Manhattan, forcing a postponement. For now, pending further appeals, the trial is set to start on April 15th. The National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics, representing small colleges, effectively banned transgender athletes from women's sports today. It's believed to be the first college sports organization to take that step. A group statement said, quote, "Each NAIA sport includes some combination of strength, speed, and stamina, providing competitive advantages for male student athletes." The Vatican has reaffirmed its opposition to gender-affirming surgery and surrogate parenting. A 20-page document released today characterizes both as threats to human dignity. At a news conference, a top cardinal said it reinforces a stance of welcoming transgender people in the church, but not so-called gender ideologies.
We believe that these ideologies, instead of helping to recognize dignity, impoverish a humanistic vision where man and woman are the most beautiful combination in the greatest difference that humanity contains.
A few months ago, another Vatican document approved blessings for same-sex couples and triggered a backlash from some conservative bishops. In Mozambique, local reports say the death toll has reached at least 98 in a ferry boat sinking. Officials say the crowded makeshift vessel capsized on Sunday. Seven more bodies were found today as the search continued, with an unknown number still missing and 11 others hospitalized. Some on board were fleeing a cholera outbreak. Russia and Ukraine blamed each other again today for drone strikes on the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. UN inspectors have confirmed Sunday's attacks, but said the nuclear safety system was undamaged. Russia released video of drone debris at the plant, which its forces control, and the Kremlin accused Ukraine of attacking. Kyiv, in turn, said the Russians orchestrated the whole thing. Floodwaters are still rising in Russia's southern Ural region after heavy flooding. The worst of it is in the Orenburg region near the Kazakhstan border. It's being caused by rising water levels in the Ural River. As of today, officials estimate roughly 10,000 homes have been flooded. Most are near the site of where a dam burst on Friday.
People are being evacuated using watercraft, inflatable boats, and transporters that can accommodate up to 50 people. The evacuation is being carried out gradually, street by street, and people are also being notified through loudspeakers.
Residents there staged a rare protest against the government today, demanding compensation for their flood losses. Here at home, the FAA is investigating a new incident involving a Boeing 737 airliner. The Southwest Airlines jet was grounded Sunday morning after an engine cover fell off during takeoff from Denver. The plane was a Boeing 737-800 series, not the 737 MAX that's been under scrutiny. The Biden administration will invest up to $6.6 billion toward the goal of more microchip production in the U.S. Today's announcement goes to help a Taiwanese company expand its Arizona facilities. The chips are used in everything from cars and smartphones to fighter jets. And on Wall Street, stocks barely budged to start the week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 11 points to close at 38,892. The NASDAQ rose 5 points. The S&P 500 slipped 2. And in college basketball, Purdue and the University of Connecticut, UConn, are facing off tonight for the men's national title. And unbeaten South Carolina claimed the women's championship on Sunday, beating Iowa and Caitlin Clark 87-75. The Gamecocks have won 2 titles in the last 3 seasons. Still to come on the NewsHour, Minnesota becomes the latest front line in the fight for fair pay for rideshare drivers. President Biden announces his new plan to forgive student loan debt. And Leanne Caldwell and Stephen Fowler break down the political headlines.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.